You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The following is a special free preview of the Extra Extra Funny podcast. Subscribe now to TJ Riggins Prime Plus to get every episode of Extra Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hello. Thank you for being a subscriber to the TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Prime Plus, you got a great deal.
Woo!
I found a treasure. Or as my wife's family from Indiana would say, a treasure.
Treasure.
A treasure out of my daughter's old bathroom in the house. You know, she lives in Nashville now. So we're cleaning out a bunch of stuff. We're actually moving. Both kids are gone. We sold the farm and we're moving to a smaller place since it's just the two of us. No distractions. No, nothing. Okay. So my daughter is, she doesn't want to throw away anything. You know, Jody will get on FaceTime with her and say, look, we're trying to figure out what's going in storage, what's being thrown away, what's going to Goodwill. What I'm going to give you at Christmas of yours that you left here. So she'll get phased. And what about all this stuff? And then everything, Lainey's like, no, I may wear that again. No, don't get rid of that. I'll, you know, she, Lainey is a pack rat.
Yeah.
I know. But I found something in Lainey's bathroom that I use, or I think is a miracle product. And I haven't been able to find one in the, where I used to buy them at the drugstores and stuff. It's an old fashioned product. It's called a styptic pencil.
It's
a chalky, you wet it. If you cut yourself shaving, you wet this and then rub that chalk all over where you cut yourself. It stops bleeding like that.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen one of those.
It does. It's a mirror. It's a miracle. And I haven't found them at the Walgreens in a long time. And Jody got me something else as a stocking stuff for last year, but it doesn't stop the bleeding immediately like this does. I don't know where Lainey got this.
Yeah.
But I know where Lainey losing it.
Can you send me a picture?
This will last me the rest of my life.
Can you send me a picture of that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they made jumbo ones. How does a young woman know about men's shaving products, old school shaving products? She knows about it from me, but where does she know to get one?
Maybe
on her
Amazon?
Own?
I'm trying to think of, because that's so useful. For me, too.
I know.
When you're shaving your mustache?
Oh, no. When I'm shaving my, just kidding. I'm not saying, no, I'm kidding. No, I actually dermaplane my face. So technically I do shave my face.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm. But I was also things pop up for me on social media when I'm going along these crazy news stories and all that. And then I also look at so many different sites that have weird facts on them and stuff like that. And I saw this thing the other day where they act like it's kind of a normal thing for men when they get older, or people when they get older, but mainly in men, to develop what is called blood bubbles. And they're little tiny bumps that pop up where the blood vessel meets the surface of the skin or something. And it just looks like a tiny, tiny little dark speck on your skin. And then they said that if people pop them, like you would pop a pimple or something, that it bleeds forever. What? A little tiny thing just keeps, I mean, it produces so much blood. It looks like a murder scene. And they say that men get them when they're older on their testicles.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. Do you remember? I just got that removed. Like, I don't know, a year ago, I had that. That was what that was.
It was a blood bubble.
And it was from a blood vessel or what. So she kept saying, don't pop it. You will like bleed out. Crazy.
Yeah. They say that they don't. Maybe it was Dr. Pimple Popper talking about it or something. It was one of those types of things. And yeah, they said that it produces so much blood. It's like you cut yourself and it won't stop bleeding. The
worst part
is, I bet you this son of a bitch right I here. Stop it. That.
Well, what was hard for me is when they did take it off, they had to cauterize it. And that was the hurtful part.
Hey, you should have just took a damn septic pencil in there and give it to them. I'd have done it. But I'm going to tell you, Lindsay, if you cut your legs or something, do you shave your legs or you had LASIK? Laser hair.
I have laser and I still shave. So yes, I shave.
Okay. So if you ever nick yourself shaving and you put this on it, all you do is just run it under the water, wet it, and then like you're just drawing on it.
Okay.
It's going to burn like hell. It burns. It burns. Yeah. But only for a second. And then you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe this stuff. Then it's going to have a little white chalky thing on you. Just kind of brush that off later when everything's good, or just kind of rinse it off, wipe it gently with a wet
rag. Now, let me ask you another question. Let's say it's not a shaving cut. Let's say, I don't know, Brooks flew off his bike and has a gash. Will it still work?
I don't think it's for gashes.
I need something for him.
Let me look. I'll tell you. Ideal for razor nicks and minor cuts is what it says.
But that's good to have even with the kids.
And it's for external use only, even though it looks like one of those dipping stick things. Yeah. You know, the stick and the dipping stick. I love those sticks.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Keep out of reach of children. All right. So I like these directions. Moisten the tip of pencil with water and apply to the affected area. Dry the pencil after each use. Yeah, you'll want to do that. Wipe it off, dry it, because it'll have a little thin blood on it.
Yeah.
Lindsay, water down blood.
I was looking at where you find these. Sorry. Yeah.
I wonder what year were invented. What year
look at the man on the package.
I know. No, isn't he handsome?
He's a stud. Top hat,
cane, and a walking stick.
I just opened my Google to like find out where it was. And a big Scrotox picture popped up. Oh, God.
Well, you could probably use this on your junk, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you nick yourself, it works.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It was Amazon. Actually,
they do,
and they also have them at Target and Walgreens.
Well, I haven't been able to find them in a while. So
somebody tried to make the Nick Stick, which is like the new age version, and people are saying not as good.
I've had the Nick Stick. I've had Nick's Stick.
Nick's Stick.
Yeah. That's not good. Not good. He needs to stick to the gym doing the barbecue. Yeah. Stay out of the cut business.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.